Backers of federal health care programs say they're surprised that President Bush's budget contains fewer cuts than they expected, but they say the budget doesn't spend enough on the nation's health care problems. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson took his department's budget on the road Monday, unveiling details not in the department's comfortable auditorium, but in the gym of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Washington. He used the location to make a point that speculative media reports about deep cuts to programs in his department were way off base.
Let me be crystal clear up front. This budget substantially increases the investments the federal government makes in children. And to suggest otherwise is completely inaccurate and without factual foundation.
In fact, Thompson argued his way to an 8% increase overall for the department and a 5% increase for so-called discretionary programs. Those are the ones that don't get funded automatically, like Medicare and Medicaid. The department's big winners were announced weeks ago, including the National Institutes of Health, slated for a $2.75 billion increase, and community health centers, slated for a boost of more than $100 million, something Thompson clearly was proud of.
So as you can see by those numbers, this budget provides generous and healthy spending increases for our department.
But Democrats say even some of the increases are unrealistically low. For example, the president is proposing to spend $153 billion over the next decade on Medicare reform and a new prescription drug benefit. But House Budget Committee ranking Democrat John Spratt of South Carolina says even Republicans in Congress have said that number won't fly.
Well, the Senate marked up the Medicare program to $300 billion. So the $153 billion request is history. It's an anachronism. It's something that's an anomaly in this budget that is a non-starter.
The administration is also taking a hit for a proposed 60% cut to programs that help train health professionals, like doctors and nurses. Bush administration officials say the programs are no longer needed. But Dave Moore, president of the Coalition for Health Funding, an umbrella organization of groups that lobby for federal public health programs, says that makes little sense when the administration wants to greatly expand the number of community health centers.
Where are they going to get the health professionals to work in all these new community health centers they're talking about creating? There seems to be a real dislocation in the logic of this budget.
The administration is also taking heat for a 15% proposed cut to a program that helps pay for the training of doctors in children's hospitals. Moore says a cynical person might say it's a cut that's not actually intended to occur.
One way of looking at the administration's budget is that they came in with a slightly lower request this year, about $200 million, recognizing that Congress is more than likely to at least restore that money, if not provide even more than the $235 million it received last year.
But Moore warns that this year is unlike the last six, when former President Clinton would ask for less for programs he knew Congress would fund, then hold out in the end until overall spending went up.
This year, with Congress and the administration both being Republicans, there's a lot of concern that that endgame won't be in place. And in fact, Congress will hold a lot closer to the 4% overall growth in discretionary spending that the administration would like to see.
The Bush administration's health budget generally stayed away from hot-button social issues, but the budget does propose to end a program that requires health plans serving federal workers to cover the cost of prescription contraceptives, a requirement opposed by abortion foes. That, along with other things in the budget, will clearly prompt a fight with Congress later this year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.